Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Before we get started and I forget, I want to let you know that if you're heading to the gathering this weekend for the ICPA, the Wealthy Practitioner will be there. Me and Gabrielle will be there. Lots of my friends and my clients are going to be there. And we're going to host a happy hour. So if you want to join us, I would love to connect with you. I would love to hang out and just get to know you a little bit. Make sure you find me at the gathering. We'll have a booth there. We're a vendor. And I will give you all the details about the happy hour. Okay. I'm going to keep it short and sweet and simple and applicable. And you better execute on this. It's why I'm making it so short. I want you to hit pause as soon as this episode is over and actually do this exercise on something that you're currently facing in your life. So you know that I just spent time in Canada with my girlfriends working on our businesses. And we went through this simple framework that I wanted to share with you. And so Renee, who is married to Dan Martell, gave us this framework and said that her and Dan had recently worked through this with one of her limiting beliefs that she was facing. And so I took notes and I'm going to share it with you guys, which also, shout out, we are getting so close to scale up. I am so excited. I was talking to one of my clients, Elena, this week, which by the way, Elena is my first ever coaching client. And we started coaching together in April of 2020, when the world was going mad and insane. We started working together. We've worked together for 4 years. I absolutely love her. She is a testament of what it's like to continuously show up over and over again. And we were chatting about scale up coming up. And I was sharing with her that I was a little nervous, obviously, about speaking and just everything going well. And the perfectionist in me wants everything to be perfect. And I just need to relinquish control a little bit. And she was telling me how excited she is because she knows I'm going to slay it. It was just that little vote of confidence that I needed to be like, you know what? It's going to be good. There's the people that are coming want to hear what I have to say. They want to hear what the other speakers have to say. And so it really helped reframe my mindset to just really be excited instead of stressing about all the little nitty gritty details. So shout out to you, girl. I appreciate you. Okay. So this framework, where do you currently feel stuck right now? And then maybe it's in your business, maybe it's in your personal life, maybe it's in a relationship, maybe it's with a decision you have to make. And so you take that and first you're going to write down all the cons of what you're currently going through. Maybe you're working on pivoting in your business and list all the cons of making that switch. And then you're going to list all the cons of this decision if you make it. And then you're going to list all the pros of the decision if you make it. And then after you do that, you're going to ask yourself, is I stepped away from my business and I wasn't doing the things that currently drain me, what would happen? So for a lot of you that are practitioners that listen to this, you have to ask yourself what parts of your business are draining. And if you were to stop doing those things, what would happen? And you can write down all the good things that you think would happen, like, oh, I would feel so much more energized. We would make more money because I'd be working on the aspects of the business I really like. I would be able to delegate things. Or you can share some of the pros. Well, maybe if you want to step away from patient care, you might have a belief that that's going to affect your income negatively. Maybe you think your team's going to be upset if you step away from some of the things that you're doing. List out everything that comes to mind. And then I want you to ask yourself this litmus test, we called it. Would you still want to do what you are currently doing in business and in life if you only had 5 years to live? And that is the question that is going to be the hardest and most important to answer, because often we do things because we're just used to doing them rather than being like, hey, is this absolutely fulfilling my life purpose? Those are the harder questions to ask yourself. Not just like, can I keep doing this for 30 days? Yeah, sure. Most of us can keep doing shit we don't want to do for 30 days. But if I only had 5 years to live, is this how I would want to spend my time? And when I asked myself that, the answer surprised me that it was like, absolutely yes. Most of the things that I am doing in my life, I would absolutely want to still continue to do. And so that was encouraging, but there was definitely things that came to surface that I was like, I should probably stop doing some of these other things that I don't enjoy as much. So the second part of this framework is you're going to find a limiting belief that you are currently holding on to. Could be about yourself and what you're capable of, could be about your business, could be about your family, your love life, your relationships, anything. This doesn't have to only be business. But you're going to write down the limiting belief. So it could be rich people are bad. It could be doubling my business is going to be too hard. It could be I'm never going to find the love of my life. It could be I'm not worthy of the success I desire. I need to release a whole podcast on the fear of success because it's a real fear. So one, is this belief true? Whatever belief you wrote down, is this true? Is it true that rich people are bad? Is it true that I'm never going to find the love of my life? Is it true that it's going to be too hard to double my business? And then two, how old is this belief? How long have you been sitting with this, ruminating on this, thinking about it? How long have you constantly been repeating this to yourself in your head? For most of us, especially if they're deep-rooted beliefs, they've been there for a really long time, like years and years. And it's going to be hard to flip that, but it's definitely possible. And then three, what would need to be true for this belief not to be true? So whatever belief is holding you back, but what would need to happen for you to just know that that wasn't true? And for some of you, it's like, what would need to happen for you to know that rich people aren't bad? Well, you would need to go and find evidence of good people that have a lot of money. I always say this, but I absolutely love Sarah Blakely. Yeah, Sarah Blakely. Yeah. Sphinx creator, right? I just got confused in my head with Blake Lively because we were saying this past week and she's our girl crush, but completely besides the point. Sarah Blakely and Jesse Itzler, like they are an amazing entrepreneurial couple who share their story. They have four children together. Like they are just goals and they're just crushing it. They seem like they're still in love. And I think they have quite a bit of money. And to me, I think that they're good people. They do a lot of good with their money. And so I would just need to find more evidence of those type of people to know that rich people aren't bad. If the thought was, I'm never going to find the love of my life, what would need to be true for that not to be true? Well, I could put myself out there. I could go on more dates. I could be more open to receiving love. I could start diving into my self-love journey and figuring out why I don't feel that I'm worthy of finding the love of my life. And then if it was, I can't double my business, that's going to be too hard. Well, what would need to be true in order for that not to be true? Well, I could look at people who've doubled their business and see how they're doing it. I could look for guidance and mentorship. I could look at some of the things I'm doing that are holding me back and look at removing them. There's so many ways that you can flip all of this. It's first looking at the limiting beliefs that are holding you back and then committing to yourself to dive deep into them and try and flip those scripts in your head and in your heart. And I really encourage you to journal on this. It's not an exercise that you're going to be able to do one time. This is something that you should come back to over and over again. Do it on a weekly basis, a monthly basis, a quarterly basis, whatever you need to, however many beliefs you're holding on to that aren't serving you, and then see where you end up. I'll see you next time. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.